Well, hello and welcome back to the Trailing Business Podcast. I'm Johnny, and as always, I'm here with Aline.
Hey, Johnny. Excited to dive into today's topic. We're talking about something everyone needs at some point, airport English.
Exactly. Whether you are traveling for business or leisure, being able to speak confidently and clearly in English at the airport is essential, especially if you work there. And today we are focusing on key situations like check-in, boarding, and security.
That's right. So in this episode, we walk you through real-world airport interactions, helping you get the vocabulary and phrases you need to make these processes smooth and stress-free.
Yeah, so let's get started. And by the end of the episode, you feel more confident navigating any airport in English. So, and please remember, if you are listening and watching us, just leave comments. We are happy just to read your comments and we will be able to answer them. So let us start with our fictional dialogue. Aline, as always, we like this. And the setting here is you are checking in the counter at the airport. We will see you on the process of going through the checking later on, the security section, and finally also the boarding. So we will see all those situations, and I'm going to be the airline staff assisting you. So let's start. Good morning. Can I please have your passport and ticket for your flight?
Good morning. Sure, here they are. I'm heading to London for a business meeting.
Oh, great. Let me pull up your booking. All right, everything looks good. Could you please place your bag on the scale so we can check the weight?
Of course. I think it's within the limit, but I'll double check.
Your bag is under the limit. You are all set with your boarding pass. Your gate number is 12, and the flight will begin boarding at 10 a.m. Have a safe and comfortable flight. So now you are moving and you arrive to the security area. So now I'm the security officer. Hi, could you please place your bag in the tray and step through the scanner?
Sure, no problem.
Do you have any liquids or electronics in your bag? Please remove them and place them in the tray.
Yes, I have my laptop and a bottle of water. Let me take them out.
Perfect. Now please step through the scanner. Thank you. Okay, so now you arrive to the boarding and let's see what happens. Well, here's your boarding pass, Aline. You can head to gate 12 for boarding. Please make sure you are at the gate at least 30 minutes before departure.
Thank you. I'll wait for the announcement.
Excellent.
Wow, everything went smoothly, but yeah. I know airports can be very stressful. Let's go over the key phrases we use to make sure we're prepared for all situations, all right?
That's right. So let's break down the key phrases and vocabulary used in the dialogue. These are phrases you will use often when going through check-in, boarding, and security at the airport. So I think we will start just with the first one, and let's get this right. So polite request and offering assistance. Interesting.
Yes. So at the check-in counter, the staff member says, "Can I have your passport and ticket, please?" Or, "May I have your passport and ticket, please?" This is a polite request used frequently in airport settings. Notice the use of "can I" or "may I" rather than just saying "give me your passport." It's more respectful way. It's a more respectful way to ask.
That's right, exactly. And the security, we often hear, "Can you please place your bag in the tray and step through the scanner?" This is another example of a polite request that gives clear instructions. Notice that "can you" is used, or "may I," which is more casual than "may I," but still polite and appropriate. So that's something that we can keep in mind. Mm.
And when checking in luggage, you might hear, "Please place your bag on the scale." This is a simple yet polite way to guide the passenger through the necessary steps.
That's right. And maybe just an idea, no? Because as this is a B part, is a business podcast, maybe you were a worker. You work in any of the Spanish international airports, or maybe you are working abroad, and you need to learn how to say these things to the customers. So this is also going to be helpful for you. So another one is just giving clear direction and information. When we talk about boarding, you will often hear phrases like, well, your gate is number 12, your flight will begin boarding at 10:30 a.m., as you can see here in the slide. Well, this provides clear directions and important timing information, which helps you as a passenger to know exactly where and when to be.
Exactly. Giving clear information is key to helping passengers feel confident. For example, when you're guiding someone to the security checkpoint, you might say, you need to go through security before heading to the gate. This ensures they know what steps they need to follow.
And with gate information, you might hear boarding will begin shortly at gate 12. Sometimes we can hear that, you know, through the speakers. So this keeps passengers informed and ready, reducing any anxiety and confusion. And then we have another area, which is handling luggage and security questions.
Yeah, when it comes to security, passengers will often be asked to place their bags in a tray for scanning. A common phrase is, please place your bag in the tray and step through the scanner. This is direct and polite. Giving clear instructions is important here to ensure there are no delays.
And when you ask passengers to remove electronics or liquids, a common phrase would be, do you have any liquids or electronics in your bag? Please remove them and place them in the tray. That's a good sentence if you work in that security area. And this is a routine security check, and it's good to guide the passenger clearly. And then we have another section that would be just apologizing, no, and offering solutions.
Yeah, if something goes wrong, which is quite probable, very likely, such as a flight delay or an issue with luggage, you'll need to apologize politely. For example, you could say, I'm really sorry for the delay. We're doing everything we can to get you boarded as soon as possible. This acknowledges the issue while showing you're actively working on the solution.
Absolutely. Another example would be, if there is a problem with luggage, for example, you could say something like, I am so sorry. There has been an issue with your bag. Let me check the situation for you. So we repeat that. No, I'm so sorry. There's been an issue with your bag. Let me check the situation for you. Here you are apologizing and offering a solution immediately, which helps the customer feel cared for. And then we have another area, which is expressing gratitude and providing reassurance.
Yes, at the airport, gratitude is key. A phrase like, thank you for your patience while we get everything sorted, goes a long way in making the customers feel appreciated, especially in stressful situations like delays or long security lines.
Yeah, and airports are always stressful, Eileen. We know that. So just expressing that gratitude, showing reassurance, or providing reassurance is so important. So reassurance is also so important. For instance, after apologizing for a delay, you could say something like, we will keep you updated as soon as we know more about the delay. That's a good sentence too, no? We will keep you updated as soon as we know more about the delay. This shows the passengers that you are still in control and committed to helping. So if you found this episode helpful, well, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share it with a friend who could use these tips for airport English.
Exactly. And if you want to take your business English skills to the next level, visit trainland.com to access more tailored courses that will help you in any professional situation.
That's right. That's true. So let's continue then, just providing our friends maybe some key vocabulary and phrases. I think we heard this expressions, but in an airport, no? For example, passport and ticket, no? These are the required things or documents for check-in, right?
Yeah, and then we have boarding pass that document to that grants access to board the flight. Without it, no way, no flying.
Fine. Okay. Then you got the gate, no, which is the area where you wait before boarding the flight.
We have the scanner, a machine used to check passengers and luggage at security.
Very good. Oh, always a problem of liquids, no? The items like drinks and lotions that need to be removed during security checks. Remember, remember this. This is always a big problem for many.
It is. And then electronics, devices like laptops, phones, and tablets that need to be placed separately during security screening. Another issue, because we have so many devices lately that we need a few trays.
Very good. Very good. Excellent. So I think we have enough expressions and tips, no? What do you think?
I think it's perfect. Now our listeners will know exactly what terms to use.
That's right. That's right. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Johnny. Yeah, these phrases and vocabulary words will help you feel more confident when navigating the airport in English. Whether you're checking in, boarding, or going through security, knowing these key phrases that we've just reviewed will make your experience much smoother.
That's right. And if you're working at the airport, then also all these expressions can help you to become more natural, no? When you give some directions to some of the customers. And with these tools, you can handle every step of the process professionally, no matter where you are in the airport.
These phrases and vocabulary words will help you feel more prepared. And as you go through the experience of the airport, and remember to always maintain a calm and polite tone. It will make all the difference in providing excellent customer service.
That's right. And with the right phrases and customer first mindset, you'll handle any situation at the airport smoothly. So let us move now and explore a little bit more realistic scenarios you might encounter. But before we go there, I think it's time just for the question for the audience, right? Así que ahora es tu turno. Imagina que eres un pasajero o que un pasajero te dice que su vuelo ha sido cancelado y necesita hacer una nueva reserva. ¿Cómo le dirías esto en inglés? Así que ahí te dejamos pensando y si nos quieres dejar algún comment, pues nada, nosotros encantados.
Sí, déjanos tu respuesta en los comentarios, por favor. Queremos saber cómo manejarías esa situación de manera profesional en inglés.
Muy bien. So, should we move then just to a little bit more information about realistic dialogues that we might find at the airport?
Exactly. Now, imagine you're a customer service agent and a passenger approaches you with a seat preference. What would you say?
Well, I would say something like, well, let me check the availability of all the seats for you. I'll update your booking and let you know shortly. This is a polite and clear, showing that you are handling the request without delay.
Perfect. And what if a passenger is running late for their flight? You could say, I'll prioritize your checking to get you to security faster. This keeps the passenger reassured and speeds up the process.
That's right. So quick solutions and keeping the customer informed are crucial in airport environments. So now let's imagine the passenger has missed his or their flight. How would you handle that?
I'd say, I'm sorry, but unfortunately your flight has already departed. Let me help you rebook another one. Offering to help immediately is key here.
Very good. I like that sentence. And if a passenger asks about the baggage policy, you could use phrases like, please check our baggage guidelines on the website, or I can assist you with that now. This provides clarity and additional help.
Finally, if a passenger has lost their passport before boarding, you could say, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience. Let me assist you in contacting Lost and Found or the authorities to get you sorted. Offering extra assistance helps the customer feel at ease.
Right. Well, all these responses are helpful, clear, and show that you are willing to solve the issue quickly. Customer service in airports can be challenging, so if you work there, well done. But with the right tools, you will manage any situation. So I think all these tips are very good, no, Aline, for workers at the airport. No, if I would be working at an airport, I would feel thankful, no, to receive some of these guidelines and expressions.
I'm sure you would. It's an excellent podcast because, on both sides, either the professional ones as well as the passengers, we all need to feel more comfortable in such a stressful situation. So I think it's lovely. Yeah.
Very good.
Good. What happened? So the phrase, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience. Let me check the next available flight for you. I'll update your booking right away. It's perfect. It shows empathy, clarity, and a quick solution. So what was the question in Spanish?
Bueno, era imaginar, ¿no? Que el pasajero nos dice que su vuelo ha sido cancelado, ¿no? Y necesita hacer una nueva reserva. Así que, ¿cómo nos puedes repetir qué es lo que...?
Sí, entonces sería, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience. Let me check the next available flight for you. I'll update your booking right away. Seguro que lo han hecho muy bien nuestros oyentes también, ¿verdad?
Exactly. It's always about acknowledging the issue and offering a resolution right away. So well done, everyone, if you did that. So now it's time for the question for interaction. So before we finish, tell us about your most memorable airport experience, whether it was stressful or funny. How did you handle it? Share the story in the comments below.
We love hearing about your experiences. Sharing these helps everyone learn and grow in handling similar situations.
Well, I imagine, Aline, that you being a traveler, you have had memorable airport experiences. We all have, right?
We do. We all have. More stressful than funny, maybe, but let's see what we read from our listeners.
That's right. That's right. So what have we learned today? Well, we focused on essential phrases for check-in, boarding, and security at the airport. These are the building blocks for smooth airport communication.
And next time, we'll be diving into how to handle complaints and difficult situations in the hospitality industry. We'll explore how to resolve customer issues quickly and effectively.
Very good. And before we finish, no, I'll just share with you that many of our students, no, we have business English students who show their appreciation for studying English with Trainline. They are learning. We are helping them to improve their English in a business level. So no matter which is your work, which is your area or your business, we have tools just to help you. So if you need to improve your business English, you got good teachers who can help you here in Trainline. So don't forget to visit trainline.com. And also, don't forget that we are on YouTube, on Twitch, many other areas also. And so you can see or listen to us in many of these areas. So just enjoy learning with Trainline. And for more resources to improve your business English in any professional context, remember just to visit us here on www.trainline.com. Well, Aline, this was fun and it was nice. Thank you very much, as always.
And very practical, so thank you.
Very good. See you next time. Bye-bye.
See you.